This is the Wayne Ayers Podcast.
The Wayne Ayers Podcast.
Woohoo!
Time to wake your ass up for a blessed day.
What's up, guys? Episode 54 of the Wayne Ayers Podcast. Got a very special guest, Nayla Blackman, coming on. What's up? Hey!
Can you hear me? How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I know you've been busy. You performed twice yesterday?
Yeah.
Yo, how was that like? That must be tiring.
To be honest, I'm kind of used to it. Like, I don't really find it tiring anymore because I've done so much. Like, I think Trinidad prepares you for anything. So it's like, this is just a walk in the park.
No, so, like, do you perform, like, during, like, performing during the daytime or, like, nighttime more?
I would say I perform nighttime more. But what I did yesterday was kind of like, so I'm in Alberta, Edmonton, Canada. And basically they had a day parade, and at the end of the parade they had like a show. And even though my performance was later on in the night, the fact that I was in the country, they kind of wanted me to, because everybody's going to be at the parade, they wanted me to just do like one song to just tell people, oh, the after party is later, so you guys could come out and whatever. So they paid me just to do like one song. So I was like, why not?
No, that's sweet. I know you perform like a lot now. Like, do you remember like your first time performing, like getting on stage? Like, how was that like to how you are now? Cause it seems like your performances be like next level now.
Well, actually, there's two different types of voice performances. So my first ever performance was when I was 4 years old. So I've been performing like my whole life, and I was 4 years old in a calypso competition. I was really scared. And since 4 years old to 19 years old, I had a lot of performances. But when I was 19 was when I came out with Workout with Kes. And that was when I had my first, what I like to call a soca performance. Because before that, you know, I was young. I was like a teenager. Everything was, it wasn't that serious, you know. So that when I came out with that song, that was when it became like, it was always serious to me, but that's when it became very serious. And that was a real change for me, because I was used to singing with my guitar, being very mellow and calm, not very hype at all. And soca is very much jump, wave, have like so much energy. So it was very contrasting for me. And I also was a little bit shy in terms of, I still don't like to talk, actually. Like, I try my best, but I just like to come on the stage, sing my song, maybe dance a little bit, and then go. I don't like to talk, you know? So it was a little tricky being able to like open up and talk to people on stage and stuff like that.
Is that something like you want to like start working on, or you just like forget, I don't know, like the talking part? I know, like, no, a lot of performers really talk and get into it with their crowds and everything.
I've worked on it a lot over the years. So I talk a lot now, actually. So that's something I have actively worked on, because it was a problem in the earlys for me.
I know you've missing Kes, and that song went crazy. Like, it's still getting played today. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you guys ever, like, talk about doing something again? Or how's that even...
We actually have, and I actually have a new song with him on my album. It's okay. Very to what workouts. It's not like as upbeat and stuff, but I think he and I were both that kind of mellow characters naturally. So yeah.
Speaking about like just like technique, I don't know. I feel like that song's about to take off as well. Like, I know you released Best Friends as well, but like, did you think technique was gonna take off like as it's going right now? I know like a lot of people right now just bumping that.
I knew it was going to, and that's why I did a double release. I did a double release of those two songs because this album that I'm bringing out, it's actually called, the album is called Technique. So yeah, you hear it first. I actually haven't even let out that information yet. It wasn't named after the song though. It was separate and apart, and then I ended up naming the song Technique afterwards. But yeah, I knew Technique was gonna do well because, Fada Phyllis is somebody who's really trending right now. That song in general, every time we played it for anybody on the team, they were like, "Oh, this is the song, this is dope." So everybody kind of just believed in the song off the bat. And I know to myself it's really dope. So I knew it would do well, especially in the market that I'm in, but I just didn't want people to get the wrong idea for what to expect of the album. So I released two songs at the same time to show them it could go this way and it could go this way. Don't try to think, when you put out a first single, people are expecting more songs like that from the album. So I kind of just wanted everybody to know, okay, so this is how broad it's gonna be, Yeah.
No, I just, how do you like go into like making an album? Like, is it like a song that you create and then you're like, man, I want to make an album around this? Or is it like, okay, I come in with this concept in the studio, I want to make an album?
Well, I always knew I had to do an album, and I'm a very album person. Some people, they don't really care for it. Like, they just do whatever. I'm all about doing an album. And I could tell you that I probably have 10 albums sit down on my computer right now, but I didn't know which direction to go, what to do. I have so much unreleased music that I was just like, okay, it's a new year. You have been playing this keep the best songs on your laptop for too long. So how about let's just actually do an album at this point? Because so it's not centered around like a specific song or anything. Some people do that, but the story of this album is that like during the pandemic, I was just creating a lot. And even like last year, 2021, I left Trinidad because it was very locked down and I was in New York for a really long time. But apart from New York, I was just flying all around the US and meeting with different producers, different songwriters I was collabing with. And I just made so much music, like so much. Like I can't even tell you, I probably have near 300 songs of just like music that is just dope as shit. So I was like, okay, at this point, you're just wasting time. Let's do an album. Let's put out an album. So, yeah, we decided, okay, let's choose. And we had to work really hard to boil down the songs because there's so many songs and they're in so many different veins. So we were like, okay, it's really hard to just, especially because people know me for one thing, it's really hard to just do one thing for me. I do so many things that I was like, it needs to be a cohesive blend of this is me. Whatever you think. This is, we're in 2022. There's no genres, you know what I'm saying? So that's just what this is.
Now that's why I like how you release Best Friend and Technique, because like those are two different. That's okay. Like if you think of an album, like where is she going to go with this? Because it's like totally two different. But
Yeah.
I thought that was really dope. It sounds like you're completed the album. It sounds like you have like a track listing. Like, do you know when you want to drop it?
I do. I have a Z. I haven't released this info online just yet because things are so fickle that I was like, let me wait till everything is submitted before I let this out. But my date right now is the 23rd of September, right? And so it's right around the corner, yes. And we have, so it's 15 songs on the album, but it's volume one and volume two. So it's actually a two-part album with both 15. So it's 30 songs in all. Yep. A lot of songs. We honestly could not, like, there's so much music that it was hard to have an album with a little bit of songs. Like, I have too much music at this point, to be honest. That's my problem.
That's a good problem to have, though. Yeah, that's a good problem. That is there anybody that like people would be surprised about, like that they're gonna hear on the album, like, yo, this you got this feature or.
I think there's quite a few people that people would be surprised about, but I am not. I told you already, I have a collab with Kes, but I'm not gonna let my features out just yet because I kind of want people to be surprised, and I don't want, people getting the inside scoops beforehand. But yeah, there are some collabs that people are gonna be like, wow, yeah, they're gonna
Do
be
you
surprised.
plan on like just releasing it? Like even like you know how people like release albums and then you just gotta hear it and you just like, oh, what? Who this is on this album? Da, da, da. They don't even tell you who's on the album. They just once you hear their voice or something, you just like, oh my God, they are you planning on doing something like that? Or are you gonna drop like a feature list like a week before the album?
Featureless for sure. I'm gonna do a lot of letting the cats out the bags when we're like in 2 weeks prior to album. I think it's all gonna be, I'm gonna spill the beans at that point, no secrets.
So, like, I know you just mentioned there's like pretty much two sides. Like, which one is your favorite side right now?
Right now, we see this is the problem. I don't really have a favorite because there's a reason why there's a number one and number two. There's a reason because they both, I would love them both. But I would say right now I'm more connected to number one. I'm not releasing them together. I'm releasing part one first, and I'm giving it like a 3 months window, and then I'm releasing part two. It's just because of like some features just take a little longer to get inside and to just the whole preparation for it. And I just think that these songs on track on volume two need a little bit more work in terms of stuff, and we're on a timeline. So right now I'm definitely married to track to volume one because I'm putting in all that work right now. Like I'm doing that right now. So it'll be fresh, but as soon as it's volume one is out, volume two will be my favorite, to be honest. That's just how.
Is there like somebody that like ha that like okay? I know you're probably still working on it. Is there somebody there like man? I kind of want to add them to this type of song, or is it I got all my features or I'm good?
I have all my features lined up, but they're not all completed. So, yeah.
Okay, sweet, sweet, sweet. So I'm guessing you. So the plan of the release is before Tobago Carnival. I know you're doing the what is it? The fan sweepstakes or whatever. I don't know
Yes,
how. I
yes.
forget. Yeah.
Yes.
So what made you guys want to come up with doing that?
Well, we got booked for Tobago Carnival, and actually the people that booked me is my family, and they were like, yo, let's do something special for you. Like, let's, and I was like, well, I'm releasing an album, so let's do something special. Like, let's come up with an idea of a way that we could do both. Tobago Carnival could be a really big launch pad as well for people hearing the music for the first time. And so why not run a little competition to, push the vibe?
I know. I feel like I heard. I think I saw something that you're like, yo, next year Trinidad Carnival is gonna be crazy. Like, what made you want to say that?
Well, one, because it is going to be crazy, first and foremost. It's definitely going to be the mother of all carnivals because we haven't had carnival in 2 years, and that's a big deal for this island because we kind of were around this, right? But this album is not a carnival album. I'm just putting that out there. It has songs for carnival on it, but it's a very broad album. There's literally every single genre and no genre at the exact same time. There's hip hop to dancehall, soca, Afrobeat, like ballad type shit. Like we have everything on there, but I think that the way I've done these songs, that no matter what genre it is, it will still fit in to our soca carnival setting just because of the vibe and the energy of it. And next year is going to be a huge year for my country, and I thought that people should know because if you have not booked your flight as yet, you're probably not going to be there because them tickets gonna be like $1 million because everybody's coming. Everybody's coming. It's gonna be huge.
No, like, do you be feeling sad like when you see everybody doing their carnivals right now? I'm like,
No,
damn.
I don't be sad. I'd be happy because for a long time, like we haven't had this. Like, I mean, 2 years is a long time for the Caribbean. Like, we haven't been able to party and do this shit in a long time. And I've been to almost every Caribbean island. You know, you the traveling, it's now back on. Like, I'm happy. Like, I just came back from Antigua Carnival, and now I'm in Edmonton for their carnival as well in Alberta. So it's like things are open. Like, I'm happy for everybody. The more, the merrier, because this is our culture. This is who we are. So it's like, this is our platform. This is our opportunity. So I want everybody to have it, you know?
Yeah. Is there like a place that you haven't performed at that you really want to perform at?
There are many places that I haven't performed yet that I don't know. But are you being specific to like?
Like say like even like a stadium or like just like or even a city, whatever like you think, man, I really want to go to this place and just perform here.
There, I would love to perform in Madison Square Garden, New York. I would also there's I could sit here and name you a million places that I would love to perform, you know. I would love to perform again at Coachella on the main stage, you know. There's so many things that I haven't done, you know. So I've done a lot and most of the Caribbean circuit and the Carnival circuit a lot. But there's still so much more outside of that, you know. I would love to perform at Afrochella and Afrofest and all of these things, you know. So there's, come on.
Now,
I'm now getting started.
I know like you're very genre like you could do pretty much every genre you want to like you're that skilled and everything like where did that like come from like do you just like all right I just want to try this out one day you're like all right I'm gonna just keep practicing this or like how does that like come about because you're very versatile.
Well, I would say that living and growing up in Trinidad, like what people don't understand is that we listen to everything. And some people say they listen to everything, but they don't really just listen to everything. Like from the time I was born, like calypso and soca was in my blood, yes, but that wasn't the music that I gravitated to when I was a child. So I loved rock growing up, and I love alternative music, and my mom used to listen to a lot of jazz. So as long as it was a weekend, jazz was playing in the house, blaring through the house. My dad loved reggae. My mom loved African music, like pure, authentic African music, like not all we know now as Afrobeat, but like, you know. So all the way back, I did classical Indian dance as a child. So I always listened to Indian music when I was practicing my dance, you know. Obviously hip hop and R&B and all these other styles of music were very popular, early 2000, 90s. So, you know, you hear this type of music all the time on the radio. Even dancehall, very big time for us in Trinidad. And I studied opera in university. I love country music, love country music, always listen to country music. And I just grew up with a very broad palette for music my entire life. It was never like, oh no, we don't listen to this, or what is this? It was always like, oh, okay, it's a song, you know. It was like there was no, we don't listen to this, you know. So my iPod growing up was so stocked. Like, I had the most vast list of music that I just listened to from artists from every corner of the earth. I love reggaeton music. I'm learning Spanish right now. All right. Yes. Yeah. So, French music, literally everything. So what you eat is what you'll be. What you are, what you take in. So for me, it's not about I'm trying this. It's just an expression of who I am. Music makes you who you are. And everything I do, it's like, this is what I like. This is what I digest. So this is who I am, you know?
Yeah, I have to respect it because like I was with you everywhere until the cut. I don't know how people and like there's a couple of country songs. I'd be like, okay, these are dope, but like I can't listen to country. I don't know if it's like too slow for me. I like country. This is not me. There's a couple songs that pop off for me. I thought, okay, these are dope, but most of it be like no. Can you
Really?
like? Is there like a country star that you can see yourself collaborating with? That'd be interesting collaboration.
Well, the thing about it is like all the like a lot of people that we well not a lot, but a lot of people that I grew up loving a lot, I love them from their country stage first. So like Taylor Swift, I respect her so much as a writer. I listened to when I discovered Taylor Swift, she was singing country. She wasn't doing pop then, you know? So, you know, Lady Antebellum, so many country artists. Now I don't even remember a lot of their names, but even like Cher did country songs. Dolly Parton, you know, all these people. Like, I listen to a lot of old music as well. I listen to a lot of ballads from Frank Sinatra, Billie Holiday, blah blah blah. Like, go all down the line. So, even Miley Cyrus, she was one of, I love her when I was like 12. Like, I still love her today, but she was hands down like my favorite ever. And she started in country as well. So, country was never far from what like we listened to. And then there's literally a radio station, I don't know which one now, in Trinidad that was like solely dedicated to country music. And it's because a lot of people, like especially Indians in Trinidad, they love country music. So it's so normal, you know?
No, yeah, that's amazing to hear. What am I about to add? Oh my God, I forgot I was about to ask you. Do you plan on ever doing a live album? 'Cause I saw the Say Less acoustic version was like beautiful. And I was like, oh, I would love to hear like a live album. Do you ever plan on doing that?
I definitely plan on doing that. At some point in time, I have to. So the thing about it is that I have a lot of music now, but before I started doing soca music professionally, I have so many songs from since I was 12 years old, since I started writing songs to 19. I have over 500 songs. And those songs acoustically will shell. I even have country songs. Yes, I do. And even just singing like my soca hits and like my current music now, like I can do that acoustically in my sleep. So I definitely will have to do that someday. I will. I intend to. Yeah.
What's like your favorite and worst song? Like, what's like your worst song? You're like, man, I don't ever want to even listen to that again. And what's like your favorite song that you created?
Oh, my worst song. Okay, so this is hard to my worst song that I said I don't ever want to listen to it again.
Yeah, you're like, I listen to all my stuff. This slap.
That what?
You're like, I listen to all my stuff and all of it slaps.
Yeah, bro. Okay, there's that I am less proud of, but it doesn't mean that I don't like it, you know? It just means that I'm less proud of it. What song would I say I'm less proud of? Let me think about that. Wow, okay. This is difficult. I know there's some song I can't think about it right now, but I do know that sometimes like maybe Bada. I love Bada, but at the same time I'm less proud of it just because like at that point in time when I did that song, I was going through a little phase where I was like, yeah, I'm a bad girl. Like, you know, I was kind of just like, fuck it, whatever. Like, I'm gonna just like, you know, you're like going through like a rough time in your life, so you're just kind of rebelling. But the truth is, I'm really not a bad girl, so I'm less proud of it just for that. But I would never say I don't like that song. I would never say that. I would never say I don't like any of my songs because then why am I doing it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's like your favorite song?
I would say some of my favorite songs. One of my favorite songs would have to be No Bobby. That's on the reel, and I wrote that song when I was 15, and I think I really love that song a lot because of what it means to me and how it changed my life. Because I was a really insecure, like, young girl, just because of like all my friends, all the people around me at the time were, you know, lighter skin. I was like the token black girl in my group of friends, to be honest. I mean, they weren't like white, but they were like our version of white, you know? And I always felt very less than just because, okay, yeah, okay, but I just didn't feel like I was the nicest person, you know, or like the most good looking, or like the most this or the most that. And I think that song, and especially around that time, all the songs that I wrote it was like my therapy, because I feel like to be an artist or to just be successful in life, you have to have self-confidence. And if you don't have that reassurance from a young age, you're going to go through a lot of people and a lot of situations that are going to affect your life negatively, that if you had that reassurance, you probably would never have room for that in your life. And I think that that song kind of changed my mindset. Even though I wrote it, it changed my mindset on how I view myself. And I think that that changed my mindset on how I've dealt with every situation in my life, because I've automatically had respect for myself. So no matter who tried to come and disrespect me, I respected myself. So it didn't have room for me to take something that would have been less than. And that's why that song is my favorite song. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that a lot. Done. That's a that's solid. like who are like some artists you really want to collaborate with? Like say like in the next like 2 or 3 years. Like, man, I really would love to collaborate with them.
I would love to collaborate with Vybz Kartel,
Ooh,
right?
I mean, hey, I would love to hear that.
That
I
would
would
be
love to hear that. That has to happen like in the summertime. I need that to like drop.
yeah. I would love to collaborate with Post Malone. I would love to collaborate with Wizkid. Yeah.
Ooh, that's an okay. These are some names right here.
Yeah, I would love to collaborate with Rosalía. Yeah, and even Steph London, she's dope.
No, yeah. Oh, I like I see I can see all those collaborations happening. Like those I can see like those songs just those would be so dope songs, but I'm never gonna lie. Like you I feel like you and Steph LaDon would be just out of this world. That would be a dope calculation, or you vibes too, vibes. Oh my, that would be yeah. I would love to see that. I need that to happen. I don't know how we gotta make this happen, but we need to make all these collaborations happen. That would be. Before I let you go, like, what do you want? What do you see yourself like? Just like your career going off as? Like, what do you want to be remembered for?
Those are two separate questions, right?
Yeah. Oh, you can just answer as one. If you ask the last one, like, what do you want to be remembered for?
What do I want to remember for? I want to be remembered for being unique and for being something that I think everything has been done under the sun, but something that's been done in a different way, you know? Even if it's the same thing, it's unique to me, and it's something that can inspire other artists. I want to be an inspiration, because I think a lot of times, especially in this artist world, it's easy to lose inspiration. And it is because there's just so much happening. And I think when I was growing up doing music, I feel like a lot of artists were like a really big inspiration to me. And now that I'm older, I'm not really inspired by music anymore. Like, I could like something, I could love it a lot, but I just won't be inspired by it. I just won't be inspired by people anymore. I don't know. Something is different now. And I just want people to still have the experiences I had when I was younger, where music just inspired them to change, to grow, and to be something better. I want to inspire young artists. It doesn't matter if they're doing music or drama or painting or whatever. I just want to be an inspiration in a positive way. So, yeah.
No, yeah, I feel like nowadays people just do music to make money and just all right, let me
Yeah.
get my bag and get out. And like I feel like just like artists, like even like Baju or you know what I'm saying? Like they had a message, they like, hey, you know what I'm saying? It was more like there's messages to the music and it made you feel this way, it made you feel them. You know what I'm saying? If I feel like music was for the people and now it's okay, let me go get my bags and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, yeah.
It's okay to get your bag, you know, like
Yeah.
that's okay, but I think It just needs to, let's get our bag, let's get our soul right, let's get our spirit right, let's get our energy right. Well, maybe we could solve our energy. I think like music is energy, music is frequency, and I want to create music and be an artist that frequency is just so solid and so uplifting that it don't matter what I'm even singing about because the message transformed through the vibrations, you know, like the message is in the feeling, you know, and that's what I want. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I love to hear it. I can't wait till your album drops. It's gonna be amazing. Like, I'm definitely about to be listening, promoting it, whatever. But you know what I'm saying? Like, the first two songs on there sound like, you know, you were snapping already on it. So I'm really excited for you.
Man, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking your time out too, 'cause I know you're busy as hell. So yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Hope we can talk soon again.
Definitely.